Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Sports on FM just sounds better. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 KFNC and KFNC HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So, anytime we mention Cal, it's the
the kid from Pee Wee Herman's Big Adventure. You're tweeting videos of him in the bathtub. Here's the Star Wars kid. Like, Cal already has a channel. The Star Wars kid who's doing his little sword. You got another guy.
This guy. That's not Cal. He doesn't have a pilot fighter hat with goggles.
David, that can't be Cal.
And he's playing video games. That's not Cal.
Oh, I would just love it so much as Jeff Bezos.
Oh, and screw you out, Childish Altuve, with your comment about us.
David Culley is definitely Cousin Greg. He's not really inside, but he's there doing stuff. I mean, kind of. Nick Caserio is Tom. I see him higher up than Tom, but he's not inside the family. Maybe he is Tom. Maybe he is Tom. It's not a fun game to play. Your sports franchise is the people from Succession. It's better to play that game with Game of Thrones because you at least have some positive comps.
Yeah, Littlefinger. Easy.
Yeah, that's an easy one. And you at least have opportunities for somebody to be like Jon Snow or something like that. What good do you have with Succession?
No Roman?
Yeah.
I mean, there's nobody.
None of it's good. None of it's good.
All right. So it's 9:07. Right. 9:08. So you're up right now. How do you start your day? Do you see your alarm goes off?
Tell yours.
My alarm goes off. I hit snooze. I sleep another 9 minutes. I wake. It happens every day. Wake up. Brush teeth, a mouthwash.
You don't shave anymore.
I don't shave anymore. I get my wife coffee every morning.
Go to Starbucks and get it?
Yeah.
And bring it back?
Yeah. I'm a nice guy.
She's got you trained.
Yeah, she does. She brings home the bacon. I got to do something. I mean, she doesn't come home. Listen, I'm off at 10. She doesn't come home until 6 or 7. I got a good life, okay?
You do.
So
I acknowledge that.
So I do that. So it's one little thing I got to do all day. What are you, crazy? So
that's your morning.
That's
how you get started. Mine's very similar. I'm a one snooze person.
Yeah.
After the second one, you get up, shower, brush teeth, the whole nine yards. And then I go out the door. I get my mobile order, coffee. I go inside, pick it up, get here. It's every day. It's the same thing. However, I am leaving something out a little bit. I don't do this all the time, but I do it. 2 times a week minimum, sometimes 3 times a week. My wife will go work out. She'll be up before I will, and she gets to Memorial Park and will go run in the morning so she can get it in before she comes back and has to take 3 different kids at 3 different schools, and she homeschools my daughter, right? Mm-hmm. So she says, Lance, I need you to wake the kids. They have to be up. And what I've done is when I've woken them up, they'll pretend like they'll say, we're awake, and then they go back to sleep. And then I get yelled at in like capital letters on my text, like Snacks was still in bed. They're all late for school because none of the kids got up or whatever. So I've got to make sure they're up. And the way that I do this is I have a song that I sing, and they know the song. I've sung it plenty of times over the last 2 to 3 years. I obviously didn't use it often during COVID because they would, do stuff at home.
Yeah,
schooling at home. So I didn't have to do that. But, yeah, and so today I decided, you know what, I'm doing it today. I've got to wake kids up. Let me capture a song called Wake Up Time in America. It's the same song every time. At the very beginning of this audio, you'll hear me marching. I do a little march on the ground. Mm. Dun, 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 and it goes like this. It's wake up time in America. Something you might hear from the 40s during a world war. You know, so World War stuff.
It gets the troops going.
Yeah, it gets the troops going. Yeah. Absolutely.
Right.
And so I made this song up, and my kids know it and hate it. And this, so what you're going to first hear is me singing, and I keep singing until Snacks and Mason get out of bed. Then you're going to hear very short snippets of Alec, my oldest, and then my daughter, Maddie, who she's heard me sing this in two different rooms. I go into her room to start the singing, and I met with an aggressive behavior from Maddie. Mm-hmm. You'll hear it right here. Aaron's cut them all up. The first two are my middle sons, Mason and Snacks. Then my oldest that's in the house still, Alec. And then my youngest child, Maddie, my daughter. Here's what it sounds like.
It's wake up time in America. Wake up time in America. Oh, wake up time in America. It's time to wake up. Hey, it's wake up time in America. Everybody, wake up time in America. You're still in your beds. Wake up time in America. It's time to get it
awake.
Up. Boom, boom.
Stop.
Time.
Dad, stop. I'm already awake.
In America.
Stop. I've been up.
Oh, this is annoying.
My daughter.
I'm
in a mess.
That's how you want your kids to wake up every day?
And for some reason, they get off to school in bad moods. And I don't think it's me.
No, it absolutely.
I think it's they didn't get up on time.
I never had to wake him up. So Wendy says, it's unbelievable. Frankie was the worst. JT would wake up smiling. Hi, Mom. Yeah, I'm up. Every day.
What?
Yeah.
He would wake up smiling?
Smiling. Hey, Mom.
I have never seen a child wake up smiling in my entire life.
And Frankie was just like them. Was like, get out. I'm tired. Leave me alone. And just the worst in the morning. And JT couldn't be, oh, good. I get to eat cereal.
Wake up time in America will get your kids.
Oh, no. It'll that's the worst thing you could do to your kid. Why do you do that? That's torture.
And then does it work? Do they wake up?
Do they?
Yeah.
Will they hate you forever?
Do they get up?
Yes.
Hey,
will they shoot you if you bring the wrong chicken wings? Yes, they will.
No, that was the news of the weird guy. I don't know that for sure that they won't.
Oh, I'm sure Snacks someday.
I make up with them in the day. Like, hey, guys, how was your day? Let me go get you some ice cream. I do enough to balance it out. But when they hear this, and I swing my arm back and forth like this too. Boom, boom. Boom. And they just.
Because it's the 40s.
Stop. No. We're awake. If I started in my daughter, as you can hear, my daughter had heard me sing that, and she knew when I came through the door, she just screamed at me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm awake. She got out of the bed so fast.
Just not to hear that.
Yeah. Wake up time in America.
It's awesome.
I mean, listen, it's sweeping the nation. And I'll bet you my.
Time in America.
Bye. If everybody wasn't awake, they are now. 914 ESPN 97.5.
You guys try it at home and record it. I want to hear your send it to me on Twitter. It's an easy one. It's wake up time in America. You can go back and listen to it.
Make up your own song.
Make up your own song to wake them up. I don't care.
Yeah, we want to hear it. So when we come back, we'll get back to this University of Texas thing. Longhorn Keith wants to chime in. If you haven't heard, it's just crap. It's just more crap coming out of UT. We'll do it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Well, first, I want to tell you about my friends over at Maestro Dobel. It is an 11 generation of tequila makers right there in Tequila, Mexico. It's a real place. And 100% blue agave. They are making the finest spirits that you are going to find. And, finest spirits, I mean tequilas. They've got your silver, which is fantastic in cocktails, but they've also got your smoke silver, which is the Jumito. They've got Reposado. They've got an Añejo. They've got a Super Añejo, and then they've got Cristalinos. And the Cristalino, it's a brand new category. Well, they started it, and other spirits have now jumped in as well. It is charcoal filtered, so they take the Reposado, and there are two different types of Añejos, and then they charcoal filter it so that they get just an unbelievable crisp finish and look and feel There's so many different varieties for you to choose from. If you're a tequila connoisseur, you're going to absolutely love working your way through all the different varieties they have, because every single bottle has something different going on for you of the different varieties. Check them out for yourself. Maestro Dobel, wherever any of the fine liquors are sold. And with the Houston Open here, they are the official PGA sponsor and the official tequila. So make sure you're enjoying a nice cold tequila with Maestro Dobel.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
The Bench!
Tell them again!
The Bench!
Stay tuned for more John and Lance coming up in a few minutes.
Can't wait!
You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
You're welcome for the earworm.
Somebody suggested we should start the show every morning with Wake Up Time in America.
If you have kids who are asleep after that, we could start it. I could sing it, and you could turn your radio up or your app up, whatever.
You need to put it on Twitter so they can play it for them.
Oh, yeah, I do need to. Well, what I think I'm going to do is also video my kids next. I'm going to flip the light on and tape them as I sing Wake Up Time in America. I'll have to have my right, because I have to swing my arm as part of my march. Mm-hmm. I get into it, because I march as I'm doing it.
Yeah.
You cannot not march when you do Wake Up Time in America.
More annoying, Wake Up Time in America or Bo Davis. Inspires more anger, Wake Up Time in America.
Oh, no, that.
Or Bo Davis.
Bo Davis, you're scared. Wake Up Time in America, you're mad.
Well, yeah, that is true.
If you're being woken up.
Bo Davis is the defensive line coach for the University of Texas, and after the 30-7 loss at Iowa State, got on the team bus, and the players were all having a good time. Well, Bo Davis would have none of it, and here is the recording of Bo Davis just crushing the Longhorns on that bus.
It's real! There you need to get in the transfer portal. You want to go? Get in the This ain't a game to me. If you think it's a game, get the off of this bus. I got my ass kicked. And you gonna laugh? It's f***ing real. You think it's a joke? And some of you do transfer out of this down this shit. This shit's real. And we
want to
laugh and joke.
And that went to TMZ. Somebody on the bus recorded it. Coach going crazy. And that's exactly the problem with UT, is that somebody recorded it and sent it to TMZ. That's exactly the problem. Soft-ass players. Yeah, you know what? All of you, transfer. Transfer out, because you all suck anyway. Longhorn Keith is with us on ESPN 97.5 and 9. What up, Longhorn Keith?
What's going on, fellas? Good morning to you. And Lance, real quick, I think we need that song at UT. I think that's going to be our new wake-up song for our players to get their, butts out of bed. But real quick, before I get to my take, I went to Pete's Fine Meats the other day and got some more meat and got a chance to holler at Mike for a little bit. Family, if you haven't gone to Pete's Fine Meats, let me just tell you, greatest meat, but also the guy's just probably one of the best guys you ever want to talk to.
Easily.
Man, he's awesome.
Great food and just a good guy, man. It was awesome.
Everyone who works here is, man. Yeah, good people. The girl that you'll see working behind there, the girl with the glasses, she went to MIT.
Yeah.
How about that? She's like brilliant.
Brilliant. Well, it's brilliant to work for Michael, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's awesome. What do you think of what's going on with your Longhorns, Keith?
Well, first of all, hats off to Bo Davis. I posted that on my social media. I stand with Bo Davis. And the reason why I haven't called you guys the first 9 weeks of the season is because I really wanted to get a feel for – I wasn't buying into all the hype. Listen, I believe in Steve Sarkisian. In terms of the coaches that he hired, I'm not a big fan of him being a player's coach, but I knew he, in your areas of weakness, you got to bring in strength, and you brought in people that, like a Bo Davis, that will speak some real hard truth to these players. The problem that the 40 acres has been and will continue to be, well, it won't continue to be, is that no one addresses the elephant in the room, and that is we have a soft culture. And the problem also stems from creating a soft culture is because we, the fans, the alumni, we have bought into the hype. When you have recruiting rankings come out in February, everybody jumps off. If we're not in the top 10, everybody thinks it's a bad deal. Let me just tell you something. There are 4- and 5-star players who I wouldn't coach and wouldn't want on my program, as Bo Davis has said, for nothing. Because they are nothing but glamorous puppet dogs. All they want to do is get on Instagram. If you go back to 2018 and you take a look at the players that came into Texas, and everybody's like, oh my gosh, these players are 4- and 5-star players, the top defensive backs in the country, and Avante Woodard, the top wide receiver in Houston. None of them have contributed a thing. Not one thing. And so my point is I am excited that finally somebody is exposing this program. And yes, the player who recorded that should be gone immediately, along with everyone else who is choosing to transfer. I hope that they coach them into the transfer portal. And this year we will see probably somewhere in the area of about 30 players that Texas will sign. Some of them from high school, but a large majority of them have to come from the transfer portal in order for them to build up this team with a culture that's about winning and not about all of this glamorous BS that they got going on.
I agree. Get him out. Whoever that is, find out, team, and get his ass out of
portal
there.
Portal out, portal in.
Get him out right now. Get him off that team right now. Whoever did that, get him, because that is so
you're putting family
part
business
of the
out.
Problem.
If you're a family, it's us. It should be us against the world, right? If you're at Texas, right. If you're at A&M, any college, you say, okay, it's us versus the world. Chip on the shoulder. We're a family. We take care of each other. And instead, you're putting all that family business out there, and it's just more embarrassing after the stripper pole and the monkey and all this stuff. Not to mention your bad, terrible football, 4 straight losses. You got all this stuff. The program has had embarrassing thing after embarrassing thing, and I don't think Bo Davis's rant is embarrassing at all. I think it's the frustration of a coach who's got a job that he's trying to do, and other people simply aren't taking their job seriously. And their job, you know, as a scholarship athlete, your job is to play hard, be ready to go, be focused. You're not going to win every game, but you got to be more competitive. But for it not to bother you at all is going to bother a coach.
Well, not to bother you at all, that you're laughing and joking. This guy's livelihood is on the line. His feeding his family's on the line.
Yeah.
And you're acting the fool after you get your ass handed to you. When you are a one of the premier programs in the country and you're acting I could certainly see the frustration when you're losing and you just it doesn't affect you.
I can't imagine. I just can't imagine that. But it really is like I said, that's family business.
Yep.
You're letting family. If you have a family and you put your uncle's business or your sister's business or your brother's business out there, I mean, that's what it should be. You should be a family. And the fact that University of Texas is not a family right now, they don't have players in there who look at it as they're a family. It's a problem. And until they get that corrected, you know, you'll be up and down. There's lots of schools like that. So it's not just Texas. It just so happens that that's something that leaked out, and we're sitting here talking about that right now. So not good for Steve Sarkisian, but if you're gonna have this kind of year, go all the way down the rabbit hole, man. Just have it all out and figure out who's the ride and die guys on your team. And then you got to ride and die with them too. Yep. Steve Sarkisian and the coaches, you got to be there to help uplift them and get them. If they're willing to stick with you through thick and thin, you got to be willing to, you know, it's not always going to be the easiest, but caring enough that you get upset. You know, it's one thing to get in trouble because you're losing your mind after a loss. You're throwing stuff around on the sideline or in the locker room. It's another that if you think a guy doesn't care at all.
Yep. All right. When we come back, Brian McTaggart, you know what? Something that James Click talked about yesterday on MLB Network. And Brian McTaggart put this out as well, the 22 rotation options. It's a little troublesome if you want to know the truth. We'll talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, Keith mentioned Pete's Fine Meats. And I'm telling you, the best burger that I've ever had, is at Pete's. And I don't know, and 1A, it's his tri-blend and the Wagyu. And I don't know which one is better, to tell you the truth. I do it. I get both of them. I go back and forth with both of them, and I'm like, this is unbelievable. If you only go for his hamburger, I'm telling you, it's as good as you'll ever find. But then the prime steak. I got my wife some fillets. She's like,
that for my mother-in-law's. I cooked steak yesterday, fillets, for my mother-in-law's birthday. It just came out perfect. He cut it right in front of us. How about this thick? You know, off the tenderloin, you get it cut.
I got it this thick. I got almost 2 inches. It was like unbelievable how good.
And that's what a personal butcher will do for you. You have that relationship. You can tell him exactly how you want it cut. Yeah. He said, look, tell people about our shrimp. We will clean them and devein them and do all that stuff. When they pick them up, they'll be ready to go. And so they're a full service butcher, and that's something you don't find very often now, but that's what they do at Pete's Fine Meats.
Yeah, every single day. And, you know, and I got you can get the tomahawk, every single time I go, the bacon wrapped shrimp with the jalapenos, or the quail with the bacon wrap and the jalapeno, whatever it is. I mean, it's fantastic. You can eat there as well if you're looking for a great place to go for lunch. He's got all the burgers, he's got sausage, he's got ribs, he's got his ribs. So under you had them, Aaron, right? Weren't you saying talking about that?
Yeah, you can get them for lunch. They're delicious.
Unbelievable how good they are. So if you're looking for the best butcher and a place just to go to eat, it's Pete's Fine Meats on Richmond and Chimney Rock. Pete's Fine Meats.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Patrolling the Houston sports radio scene for 20 years. Well, minus a few years where Lance took a little detour. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, James Click was on MLB Network yesterday, and he had this...
As you?
Well, no, he was.
Oh, he actually was?
Yeah. He was on MLB Network, and when asked about the priorities, he started talking about the priorities this offseason with this.
We're going to be looking for probably relief pitching. We actually feel pretty good about our starting pitching. I know I've gotten quite a few questions about that already, but with Christian Javier as an option in the starting rotation and the five guys that we're bringing back, I think we have a lot of depth there in the starting rotation. So we'll be aggressive where we can.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. Now,
go ahead.
You're losing that Verlander money. You're losing that Greinke money. You're losing that Carlos Correa money. Obviously, you have concerns about the future because you're going to have to pay Tucker. You're going to have to pay Yordan. You know, you're going to have to pay Luis Garcia. You're going to have to pay Fromber or Urquidy. You're going to have to pay these guys. You're going to get – listen, you got them on the cheap right now, and that's how you win if you got players on the cheap. Let me ask you about this rotation going into next year. Lance McCullers at the top of the rotation. First of all, he's iffy because of the arm problems. Don't know that he's going to, not sure he's going to be there or when he's going to be there. He's your one. Fromber is your two. Luis Garcia is your three. Jose Urquidy is your four. And Jake Odorizzi is your five with Christian Javier waiting in the wings somewhere getting in there. You know you're going to need six.
Javier might outcompete Odorizzi. We'll have to see. So you got Urquidy, Fromber, McCullers, who right now is in shutdown mode. But Fromber, Urquidy, McCullers.
Garcia.
Oh, yeah, Garcia. And then who is one of the three finalists for Rookie of the Year. And Javier. He mentioned Javier as a starter, though.
Yeah, well, that's number six.
Well, if you're not number in the top five, you're going to be in the bullpen.
Well... Not necessarily. They went with a 6-man rotation during the season. Right.
Briefly. Only because of
think you can count on Lance right now. So I'm who knows?
This might
be a long term.
There's a chance that Odorizzi would be. It's not like Odorizzi killed it this year. There's a chance that he would be the drifter.
Regardless. Okay. Is that good enough?
I mean, I don't think so. But I think it's. I think actually, if Fromber and Lance McCullers pitch the way they're capable of, yeah, it is good enough, actually. Luis Garcia or Urquidy, actually, yes.
I think you're deeper when Jose Urquidy is your fourth and either Javier or Odorizzi is your fifth.
You're deep.
I think you're deeper than any, probably any team. But you're not top-heavy enough. You're just not top-heavy.
But they're not spending. Look, we got to quit acting like the Astros or something are not. Never has Jim Crane paid a guy top dollar at the end of his contract. Never. We can say whatever we want.
Just,
like,
he just extended Verlander for $66 million.
You're talking about extending a guy who's already there. He's not going to go out and get a guy in free agency and bid against other teams. That's not who he's going to be.
Well,
he's made trades.
I'm not so sure that that's the case.
He's made trades. Well, we've never seen it.
Okay, how about this move?
Why do you think it's a possibility when he's never done it?
Well, because he's never been afraid to spend
money. And
Click
just told you he's not doing it.
He's got one of the highest payrolls in baseball. You're acting like he doesn't spend money.
No, what I'm telling you is he doesn't sign free agents.
Maybe he's going to do it differently this year. I don't know. But he's never been. Listen, he's dropping all of this salary off of the payroll. I don't think there's any question he's going to spend money.
It isn't going to be at starting pitching. Click just told you.
Well, that is a problem. I think that's a problem. Because here's the deal. Is they're not good enough to be? They're not top heavy enough.
Well, no, the truth. I would rather move Javier as part of a deal for a starter, somebody trying to get out of a contract. And I love Christian Javier. I love his potential. But if Christian Javier is the type of guy that another team would want, he's under club control, so he's inexpensive. If you really wanted to do that, John, and go get a guy that you think is a legit top two guy, and you want to really go heavy, then you could go Javier as part of a deal along with someone else in your minor league system and move that for a player, you know, to a pitcher, to a team who maybe wants to get rid of a more expensive pitcher.
It's concerning to me that James Click said we really like where we are with our starting rotation.
Yeah, he's pretty definitive.
That was definitive. Now, who knows? Maybe Smoke. Maybe, you know, they've been looking at Marcus Stroman for a while. He's a free agent again. Gossman's a free agent. You know, that is not top-heavy like getting Scherzer or having Verlander in his prime up there at the top of the rotation.
Right.
But it certainly does bolster this staff and to a point where you're like, holy crap, now there is no hole in this rotation. And, oh, by the way, you're going to need more than five, maybe probably more than six pitchers because you never go through a season, rarely go through a season without needing more pitchers. I mean, it just doesn't happen. So... Hey, going out and giving a Stroman, who's a little bit older, a 4 or a 5 year deal, a Gossman, a 4 or a 5 year deal right now, and you can get these guys for around the 20 mark, somewhere in the neighborhood of 20. You know, Gossman is 30 years old. He's got at least another good 4 or 5 years in him. Stroman, you've been looking at forever. What I would hope is that they're not just going to ignore it totally. Ah, we're good. We're good. We got Christian Hoppe. We're good. Now we need relief pitching. No, man, you need to get somebody, especially if you lose Carlos Correa. How would it be? What would you think in the next couple of weeks? They sign Marcus Semien to a big 5 year deal and just go. And before Carlos Correa signs anywhere,
I'd rather not give him five.
Well, it doesn't bother. Five doesn't bother me.
It's 36-year-old. I don't know the analytics behind 36. It. They'll take a look at it. I don't feel like a five year guy is. I'd be giving 5 years to guys who are in their 20s. You didn't want to give that long a contract to Georgie. I don't see you doing that for Marcus Semien. I really don't. I don't think they'll give him five.
You did that with Yuli. You gave him a 5 year, and then you extended him. And
Yuli also
is a batting champ.
There was also you had an opportunity to get his brother too.
Yeah, but you didn't.
And you didn't give him a lot of money.
No, you gave him $50 million. Yeah,
Yuli's right now.
You're giving Semien double, but Semien has a much better track record than Yuli did coming in. Yuli didn't play a day of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, but they scouted him. They knew Yuli could play.
Yeah, but you don't know. You never know if you're coming.
I'm just telling you. All I'm doing is using their background and their past. I don't think there's a precedent for them to give Semien a 5 year deal. Now. That's the problem is that's for the price of poker.
Well, that's right.
The price has gone up. And, you can't keep saying we don't do this.
But Semien in a 5 year deal is actually you're going to be saving a lot of money, actually, if you want to know the truth. An all-star caliber player for $20 million a year if that is what you
do. Do a 4-year deal.
Yeah. Well, okay, whatever. 4 or 5 year deal, whatever. What about doing that as a preempt? Well, you know what? We're not going to get Carlos. We know we're not getting Carlos back. Carlos is talking to other. You know what? Let's go get Semien now.
Why jerk around with Carlos if you're not going to sign him? Why jerk around with it?
No. Right. Exactly.
If you're not going to sign him, if you don't really want to do what it takes to sign him, and you know what it's going to take, then yeah, just move on and do something else. It's inevitable. So why as the great Joe Clark said, don't F around with it. Do it expeditiously.
That's right.
When he told that kid that, you know, if you're going to kill yourself, jump. You smoke crack, don't you? The little fat kid that was there. You smoke crack, don't you? Yeah. Would it jump? Don't around with it. Do it expeditiously. And he was telling him to jump. It's the same thing. Do it expeditiously, Astros. Don't mess around with Carlos Correa, like playing footsie. The fans already know you're not going to sign him. So make him one more offer and then move on to Marcus Semien.
Holy crap. SquatTrack has Corey Seager making 31 per, Trevor Story making 29, and Carlos Correa making 26.
That ain't happening that way.
No, they wrong.
And that's all based on
they
a
wrong
formula.
For that.
Well, that's all based on a formula. That's not a prediction. Right. I guarantee you that's based on an algorithm
Carlos
they have
had
behind the
scenes. Best war of any non-pitcher in baseball.
It's all, I guarantee it's predicated on just statistical output. Carlos Correa is going to get a minimum of $32
million. Will Carlos have the richest deal of anybody this offseason?
Yes, he'll be the top paid free agent. Yes. I do believe that.
How about getting Noah Syndergaard? How about that?
Well,
off
to yeah.
Injured.
Yeah, that's great.
How about a Noah Syndergaard?
Sure. Yeah. I got a funny feeling there'll be some other teams who are interested, like the Dodgers. I think they'll be.
But the Dodgers can't pay everybody every single. He only wants $30 million this year, though. So.
Yeah, I know. Listen.
But you paid Verlander 33 and you got six innings out of 66.
I like giving $30 million to injured pitchers. That's what I like doing.
You gave Verlander $11 million per inning.
Do you want Syndergaard or not?
66 innings.
Yes or no? Which one? I can't figure it out with you. Do you want him or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Give him a bunch of money.
Now that's showing some
10
commitment.
Years, $30 million a year, $300 million.
No, not 10 years.
There you go.
Four years.
How old is Syndergaard right now?
29.
He's getting six.
Yeah, but he's never healthy. Good Lord.
I know. Well, then you're not going to be in that game. Listen, the Astros aren't stupid. I'm not saying Jim Crane is cheap. What I'm saying is he didn't play those games. He didn't give people. He doesn't pay retail for other teams' free agents.
Well,
very
I take
often.
It back. In 15, he had 34 starts. He had 30 starts in 16.
Well, tell
he
me
had
about
7, then 25, then 32, and then 2.
I don't like the 7 and the 2.
No, the 7 and the 2 is not great. Not great. But yeah, his ERA was 9, with well 2 starts. But
Astros don't really take a lot of chances. They don't really take a lot of chances in free agency. That's why they're just never going to be major players because you're buying other people's best players at retail rates. And that's not really the analytics thing to do. That's not smart. You know you're throwing out dumb money.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
getting involved with Carlos Correa is going to be a risky proposition for anyone who does
it. But I don't know that that's their philosophy nearly as much as we're not giving long-term deals out. I just because they haven't doesn't mean they won't sign a guy to a nice free agent deal. They picked up Michael Brantley in free agency for 15 a year.
2 years.
16 a year. Yeah.
2 years twice.
Right.
That's not dangerous contract.
No. Neither is 4 years.
And it's
deal
not
for
a crazy price. It's a bargain basement price.
No, not
really.
Neither is a 4 year deal for or 5 year deal for Semien at 31. He's a good ball player.
I bet you they will look at him five. I'd be surprised if they go 5. I think they'd rather go 4.
Whatever.
Because by then you're paying Yordan and Kyle Tucker too.
Yeah. Yeah. No. You're gonna have to obviously.
I hope.
What do you mean?
I hope they're not the next ones out the door.
Pay them now and make them happy and then see.
That's a way to do it.
944 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to up for me to talk about Absolute Marble. You'll be happy. Jeff Aronoff comes to your place and he fixes it up. Fix it up. Clean it up. Let's go. Stop with the old countertops. Stop with the old flooring. Stop with the old bar or service area. Stop with the old bathroom or the old or no outdoor patio or the old outdoor patio or it's not really a cool outdoor kitchen because Jeff can make it cool. I mean, there is stone look and brick and just a bunch of different looks that Jeff, he deals with every single day that he can make your place look great. And you know what? There's plenty of jobs too small, but there's no job too big for Jeff. And here's the deal, is if you're looking for somebody to come in and make that place so much better, so much more livable, so much more attractive for clients, so much more valuable when you want to sell, it's absolute marble and granite. Jeff does that every single day. 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. You're looking to redo. It's Jeff Aronoff at Absolute Marble and Granite.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
Weird, John. Tyler, who is going to be with us in Vegas as we... not Vegas.
Lake Charles.
Lake Charles.
Tomorrow.
Is where we're going to be at Golden Nugget. He'll be on site. There's Astros conspiracy theory going on right now.
Mild one. Mild. Brought it up to me last night. So whenever McTaggart first put out this article about the 22 rotation, he completely left off Lance McCullers. And... there he had the same on this article, the final draft, I guess, that he put out. It has six guys. So it has Framber, Luis, Jose Urquidy, Odorizzi, and Christian Javier as number six. But the first article that he tweeted out, and then he just completely had McCullers left off. So the conspiracy theory is he knew that, or he knows that maybe McCullers is hurt worse than what is actually happened, like what is current.
I think that's a real possibility. I do.
I do too. Except that James Click said, we're good with our pitching. So
well,
he
no,
didn't.
No, no. And he also said that Lance McCullers, he's in a no throwing time, but he doesn't think it's going to be long term.
And maybe that's why, maybe, I don't know. That is curious why he would have Framber and then change it to McCullers.
And even at like, even I think even if you click on the link, it still
maybe
says
maybe he Valdez forgot McCullers leaves. Was in the rotation.
And that's the thing. If he completely forgot that.
That would be funny.
Come on.
How do you forget, completely forget?
That's why it's a conspiracy.
You
may
remember Garcia's name. You might have left him out of your rotation.
Lance McCullers?
But
you'd
Luis
leave him
Garcia?
Out like, oh, I forgot Lance McCullers is pitching.
Well, or maybe.
Granted, he does miss a lot of time.
I'm not. Listen. I don't think Lance McCullers, I think you put him in pencil. I don't think you use ink because you can't erase that.
Yeah, and maybe there's nothing going on, but I want to wait for a couple months too to see.
He did put the caveat in the little write-up that he had. He'll be completely healthy for next season and looking to anchor Houston's rotation 22. So
he heard it, he got it from somebody.
Well, yeah. Well, no, well, or he just forgot. Whatever. He just forgot.
Let's go.
I don't know how you just forgot. Forget, though. Lance McCullers is in the rotation.
He's your number one.
Yeah. I don't know. It's fishy. Right. Man, good investigative reporting there, Tyler. Yes, we'll see you in Lake Charles tomorrow.
He found a glitch. He'll see you today.
A Brazilian baby boy was born with a real human tail, Lance. What do you think about that?
Happens. It's actually just an extension of the backbone. So it happens. How long is the tail?
Approximately 40 cases of real human tails have ever been reported.
Maybe I've just seen the fetish videos.
Well, do you think that maybe we are transitioning into mutants of some sort?
Yeah. You ever seen Twitter?
What about the calf born with two heads, six legs, and two tails, leaving farmers stunned?
Well,
do you think maybe there was a little inbreeding going on?
What's that?
In the calf game?
No, what are those conjoined twins or whatever? Yeah, that's all that is. That's just a conjoined twin. Big deal.
You really?
Yeah, that's all that is.
You don't think, well, maybe.
You mean a calf born, it's really two calves?
You don't
stuck
think
together?
Maybe there's some incest going on in the cow game?
Well, obviously.
Yeah. How can you tell if that's your sister?
Because they're dumb cows.
Well,
that's how you know. Hey, you know how I know there's incest? Because the cows are always so stupid.
Okay, I want you to give me the answer to this. A teacher at Whitney High School in California put this question on a quiz. Question 7, 1 point. A group of complete idiots, A, the KKK, B, all of Florida, C, Fox News, or D, Texans? Not the Texans, Texans. Which one is a complete, which would you say, which is it? What's the answer?
It's got to be B, right?
All of Florida?
Yeah.
What about the KKK?
It could be them too, but they could, but idiots, I don't have a lot of KKK stories. I don't hear them in News of the Weird.
Well,
I read on a daily basis what happens in Florida.
That's true.
You said
it is a group of
idiots.
Complete idiots. Yeah.
I mean, I just know that the most news I get that involves idiocy is Florida on a regular basis.
Right.
I'm just trying to be accurate with my answer here.
Let me think. I think in China, the residents are worried. You know what they're stocking up on?
What?
Because of worry about the pandemic?
Mochi.
Cabbage. Would you stock up on cabbage if you were worried about a pandemic?
Okay. Is there cabbage like green beans here?
What?
I wouldn't stock up on that either, but
no, right? Is that our staple?
You know what?
Our staple is green beans.
Well, you can live cheaply off cabbage.
Yeah,
that's
and
probably
you can make
it.
Different stuff.
Yeah, that's probably it. Well, most
coleslaw.
Of it, most of it's just
you
cabbagey.
Can make coleslaw.
Lot of gassy. Lot of you. Cabbage is a dangerous danger. It is not your friend.
No, it's not. No, not. Cabbage. Not a relationship.
Go ahead and microwave some cabbage or cook some broccoli.
President Biden probably had some cabbage before he went to England and dropped that bomb on Camilla.
Well, you know what? What'd you feed him?
We're done. Charlie Polillo is next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And I want to talk right now about my peeps over at HR&P. They're just awesome. If you're looking for that payroll company, I don't know what your deal is. Is your company growing and you can't handle the payroll anymore? You can't handle the taxes and how complex it is. You don't know about the Affordable Care Act. You are somebody who is, you know, having to hire more people to do payroll. And that's not the way to go about this thing. It's so much more economical to have a payroll company. And how about a payroll company that's just going to do payroll and HR? Oh, by the way, they're going to do all your taxes as well. They're experts in the Affordable Care Act. And they help, by the way, during the pandemic. They couldn't have helped us more with the small business loans and the PPP and everything that goes along with it, unemployment claims and everything else. So if you're looking for help, you're looking to economize, you're looking to just be better at doing this whole payroll. And by the way, HR, kind of a big deal. You got to go with our company, HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.